It's that time again. Welcome to EFM Music on WMFO, 91.5 FM, Medford Toast Free From Radio. It's another Wednesday. It is very hot in the studio today. And I'm here to bring music to the world. There really isn't any preparation for this next hour. In terms of narrative, in terms of theme, but it's all, I would describe it loosely as girl power music, and whatever that means to you. Pretty much exclusively music made by girls, hence the theme, or lack of theme. I just got swept away by that little musical interlude there. Yeah, a lot of variety, a lot of happiness, a lot of joy, a lot of sadness. Just a lot. Just got a lot going on. We just have a lot going on. Okay. Right. Now we're all ready. new stuff, old stuff, everything in between. This song is new-ish, came out last year. One of the lead singles from a band near and dear to my heart from my hometown of Austin, Texas. The band is Die Spits, and the song, now sit down and prepare yourself, because the song is Hair of the Dog.
Bye. to go. Oh no, I'm not gonna be, cause I don't wanna be. I never shall be in your family tree. Even if you ask me to, I'm gonna turn you down. I won't miss you.
I asked you not to tell her that I told you.
that I told you. And then she told me that you told her that I told you. My mama told me, if you want to keep a secret, just don't tell anybody. Just don't tell anybody. Just don't tell anybody. Just don't tell anybody. She told me, when she told me, she asked me not to tell you that she told me. Then I told you, when I told you, I asked you not to tell her that I told you. But you said, why would she tell you if she didn't want you to tell me? And then you told her that I told you. And then she told me that you told her that I told you. Thank you.
That was the opener by Camp Cope. I want to give two very special shout outs for that last segment. For that song, which was introduced to me by WMFO's own favorite son and my former co-host Sarah Brokuli on Granola Girls. Shout out to Granola Girls, 4 years strong. Introduced that song to me, played it on our show, and ever since then, I just love that song. It's so catchy, and I think there's a lot to be said about the topics it discusses, but just that one line is just so cutting, and it's to this day, 6 years on, 6 years since I've been introduced to that song, 6 years since it's been released, it is still O2 chilling. Just get a female opener, that'll fill the quota. That's it, isn't it? Another shout out that I want to give on my Girl Power Hour. I played No One's Little Girl by the Raincoats, which is one of my favorite songs. I love the just like hooting at the beginning, the kind of like hooting. And then right after, Gina Birch of the Raincoats with Big Mouth off I Play My Bass Loud. Put out last year, but I was just put onto it a few weeks ago by another of WMFO's favorite sons, Alyssa of Shoulder Bop fame, and sent me that record and was like, this is one of the Raincoats. And I was like, what? And I'm really loving the, it's not even a trend because it's happened forever, but I really appreciate the, in my sphere, in my radar, uptick of female musicians, like rock musicians, who have been known for a long time, putting out new records in, you know, their 60s, 70s, and they're just like so experimental and fantastic. Played some of the new record, Candy House. Did we see, oh wait, is the record called The Candy House? Yeah, right, because it was named after the book. Anyway, I played some of that record a few weeks ago. And yeah, it is, okay. From Kim Gordon, and you know, this, I Play My Bass Loud from Gina Birch from last year, I think. You know, both fantastic, both really out there. And that's so cool, you know? So listening to that whole record, it just gets better and just gets crazier. We also heard from Die Spitz, which I prefaced. I love them, and I think they won like some local radio award in Austin for like one of their favorite bands of last year, which I think is very true. They just seem like great people. And I just want to also say that their record label is called Poop Butt Records, which, shout out to Poop Butt Records in Austin, Texas. We also heard from Dry Cleaning, we also heard from Santa Gold, we also heard from Best Coast and Indigo D'Souza, all great artists who I love very much, and that's, what they had to say about living life and making music. And now I have a PSA for you, and I want to read the PSA, and then I want to introduce a social experiment. For all you gumshoes out there, if you're listening in for, you know, the long haul, for the whole day even. This PSA is called Why Not Grow Your Own? If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. Perhaps number one are radishes because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Now this says, optional. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual or 12 plants per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I didn't know that about radishes, but I might get into that because I love radishes. I'm going to do an experiment because I have a theory that they've been switching out the PSAs in our binder, the ones that are on the top of the binder, because I think there was a problem with people reading the same ones all the time. But I want to see if I put this one on top, how many people will read it today? So I want all you gumshoes out there who are really locked in, really listening in today, I want you to pay attention and see how many times people read about growing your own plants. And as a bonus, because it does say optional, I'm curious as to how many people will mention the part about growing your own marijuana plants per individual. So I want to do that. That will be my experiment. And up next, I'm playing another new song, new track. I can't overstate how excited I am about this record. I've talked about it before. It's all been said. Nothing else to say about it besides the fact that I'm so excited for it. I can't wait to see this band again. Love their music. Love the singles that they've been putting out. All of them equally, which is not, it is rare for me. I feel like there's usually one or two dud singles whenever I'm, you know, following an artist. But not the case. This is their most recent single. Came out last week. This is the band Dead from Chicago. This is their song, Alien.
Light and casting out light.
Thank you.
We've got Yola Tango and the Ones and Twos. That was Speaking Terms by Snail Mail. One of the greatest records of all time. Oft forgotten, I think. Lush by Snail Mail. And yeah, heavy last half hour, past half hour of this show. Snail Mail, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Cocteau Twins, Hines did play that Dead single. Wanted to highlight Man Bird by Lily Piet, Tuff's Own, Lily Piet, and her record that just came out, her Computerized Machinery Complex, and it's really great. I think you should listen to it, especially if you like that song. That's the opening song on the record. And many of the songs, dare I say all of them, are very good. That was that about that record. And you've been listening to Yip Jump Music on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform, Radio. And it's a hot one in the studio today. Did turn off the AC just to close out with some remarks, but I'm going to be turning it back on because that's what we do in the studio, is we turn it off during our show, and we turn it back on when we leave to keep the equipment cool. And that is not a dig at anyone in particular, just at a lot of people in particular. But, you know, we live and we learn, and we live to see another day. And that's what this last song is about. As always, no matter who you are, wherever you are, whenever you are, you can turn on the radio and somebody will be there. This has been that reminder from Yip Jump Music, and I will see you next week. But until then, this is Harry Nelson.
Don't know where life's going, but soon.